Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:19 British Summer Time. Today is September 26th. Well, this morning in Japan, the market was buoyed by speculation that the pension, or the state pension fund, which is one of the biggest pension funds in the world, would be encouraged to buy more stock and diversify out of some of its JGBs. Quite how that is going to affect JGB yields remains to be seen, but it's certainly positive for the stock market. And there was also speculation that corporate taxes might be cut. And the confluence of both those factors helps to reinforce the argument or the case that Japan is really attempting to turn the corner, and that the stock market is very much reflective of that evolution. So the Nikkei was stronger today, and so was the topics in the bank sector and the second section. And the second section, which had paused in the region of previous highs, was particularly firm in here today, and it does look now that we're going to see additional high ground for the small caps. And of course, small caps have been leading globally. So certainly the Russell 2000 in the US has got the highest multiples, but it's also been among the best performers. And I did a piece on small cap indices. I think it was either the end of last week or the beginning of this week. What we are seeing, though, and not least in Japan, is that the second section index of small caps is a leader. And with that in the process, or potentially breaking to new highs in the next few days, that really is quite positive for the wider market. In Australia today, the ASX was up by about 0.33%, and we've seen that the financials index and the ASX 200 have been doing pretty well in here post the election, and a more bullish tone has been continuing to be priced into the Australian stock market. And in the absence of a clear downward dynamic, then any kind of consolidation is likely to be restricted to a relatively shallow pullback. In China this morning, the market was a little bit weaker, and we continue to see on the mainland that there's some consolidation of recent gains going on, and that was also part of the reason that the Hang Seng was a little bit weaker in here today. It was down about 0.33%. It was a generally quiet day in Europe, and the Italian market was down by 1.2%, although that was well off the lows. And we are seeing some consolidation for some of these indices in the region of the upper side of their ranges. The pound, which has been that bit firmer against the euro over the last number of months, hasn't really been performing to the same extent as some of the eurozone countries, and a good part of that is probably currency related. But the FTSE remains pretty steady here in the region of 6,500 and was up by about 0.2% in here today. And having been down for 4 to 5 consecutive days on the S&P, the S&P was stronger today by about 0.33% and is pushing back up towards the 1,700 area. And I've introduced an in-the-money stop, I think that's an exaggeration, a break-even stop on my S&P 500 short, because the pullback to date has been really quite mild, and there hasn't really been anything in the region of downward dynamics. So there is potential for some additional steadying in here. And with some news today that initial jobless claims were coming in a bit better than expected, then that will be viewed as generally positive. When we look at the bond markets, then US Treasuries were weaker again today, and having been as high as 133.15, the market closed out the day at 133 even. The announcement that the Fed was going to delay its tapering has resulted in the short-term oversold condition that was evident on a large number of sovereign bond indices to begin to be unwound, and we continue to see that over the last couple of weeks. Now, it has gone to a certain extent, so that we're probably moving into the potential that there's going to be some consolidation of that advance. So yields, having got all the way up to 3% for the 10-year, aren't likely to pull back all the way back to where they were about 6 months ago, but the chances are that we're in for a good deal of ranging. And until we have some real visibility on exactly what the Fed is likely to do with regard to tapering, then the most likely prognosis for some of these sovereign bonds is for ranging. And what probably stands out most distinctly is the rally that we've had in the German Bund. With the improving outlook for Europe, then the material demand for bunds as a safe haven has been reducing, and that saw prices deteriorate quite abruptly, and we've seen really quite a considerable unwinding of that short-term oversold condition. And now the question is whether prices will find support above that low. And considering just how low Germany's borrowing costs are, not so much relative to the periphery of Europe, but relative to other major sovereigns, and relative to the risk of the breakup of the euro, when you have the governor of the central bank saying that they're really willing to do whatever it takes to support the banking sector and manage the risk that's out there, then is there really such a need for such low yields on German bunds when there's probably better value elsewhere? In the precious metal markets today, the somewhat firmer tone in the US dollar was mirrored by a bit of weakness in gold, which was down about $10 and continues to hover here above the 1300 area. Now, we had a big upside Q reversal on gold last week, and we've pulled back to test the lows of that day. But we'd really need to see a move, and probably a dynamic move, below last week's lows to really question potential for some additional higher to lateral ranging. But with the US dollar really quite oversold in here, then it might take a toll on the ability of gold and the other precious metals to rally substantially from here. So we could be in for some additional volatility in the precious metals. But what does look likely is that we're into a support building phase for the precious metals following a very steep decline late last year and earlier this year. And in the oil markets, Brent crude had given up most of its advance yesterday and got most of it back in here today. So we're seeing that both Brent and WTI are finding support at the lower side of their short-term ranges, and the unwinding of the risk premium that was attached to the oil contracts during the anxiety about Syria has largely been unwound, and the potential for them to fall very much beyond where they've already fallen would probably need some additional bearish catalyst to drive them lower from here. The industrial metals, and I've written up the six major industrial metals in here today in comment of the day, are worthy of mention, because what we're seeing is that these markets have come back into something of an equilibrium, so that while we do have supply coming back online, the global economy is beginning to pick up and beginning to mop up some of that additional supply. Over the last decade, we've seen that the marginal cost of production for just about all commodities has increased. So the likelihood of us seeing prices that were evident back in 2002 and 2003 are pretty unlikely in here. And support building does appear to be underway, and we're seeing that a number of these industrial metals are at least finding short-term support in the lower side of their respective ranges. Now, they're going to need to do more to really begin to turn sentiment around and begin to convince people that demand is back in the driver's seat beyond the very short term. But in the short term, at least, we are seeing some positive action. And perhaps one of the most interesting charts at present is in sugar. And the New York traded sugar was unchanged in here today at $18.19. Actually, I'm not sure whether that should be cents or dollars. But what we have seen is that the market has been trending lower for just about 2 years, and we've now seen a rally large enough to break the progression of lower rally highs. So we've had really quite a large decline. We had a contract change about 2 weeks ago, and now we're starting to see the progression of lower rally highs being taken out. So that is something that has the characteristics of a trend that is about to change. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.